Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the MediConnect Roundtable here on 3WS. I'm your host, Corey Craig, and I'm joined here today, as always, with MediConnect managers Sean Horn and Lance O'Brien. Just a quick disclaimer, Sean, Lance, and I are recording today's episode remotely, so we want to apologize for any sound quality and or just some communications snafus. So before we begin, Lance, what are we looking at today?
Just a recap real quick of our last podcast where we discussed how we're still conducting business right now. And it's very important for people to know, because their Medicare is time sensitive, that they can still get the information they need. Call us at 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars tab. But we can definitely still assist them. And then, Sean, today we're going to get into SEP, or special elections. What does that mean?
So, Lance, there's two different types of enrollment periods. There's time-based and then financial or situational-based. Today we're going to go over the financial or situational, as in life change, type opportunities that you may have through the year and may not be aware of. So we're going to go over that today, Corey.
Yes, and Sean, Lance, and I, as well as everyone at the MediConnect Roundtable, will be back right here on 3WS. We are back, and as everyone is settling back in here at the MediConnect Roundtable on 3WS, I want to quickly recap what we are going to be covering here on today's episode. Sean and Lance are about to dive into special enrollment periods and what that means for all of our Medicare beneficiaries. Any specific or general questions can be asked by calling 888-818-6334. If you want to attend a group webinar, you can do so by going to www.MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on that green seminar tab, and then click on the registration link found in the header. John, as I was just saying, special election period. What is that, and what does that look like for Medicare beneficiaries?
So, Corey, we've spent some time talking about, again, the different types of enrollment periods that are generalized to Medicare. So some of them are going to be time-based. Some of them are going to be income or situational-based. We've spent, again, a good amount of time talking about those people who are becoming eligible for Medicare due to a upcoming 65th birthday or working past their 65th birthday and finally retiring. And that is a lot of time-sensitive information that is going to be juggled during the months leading up to somebody's enrollment. So, again, the initial enrollment period as well as the annual enrollment period that happens every single year, the opportunity to change, those are more time-based type of enrollment periods. But, Lance, when we're looking at the special enrollment or the special election period that some of our senior population are able to benefit from, what exactly does that mean? Because that isn't so much time-based anymore, is it?
No, and I think that's one of the challenges that we face. So much of life is based on the calendar now, right? But life doesn't always happen in a calendar. It doesn't always happen in a specific set of time. Life takes over. And if all we had was the annual enrollment, the open enrollment, and the initial enrollment, then that would negate people when life changes, when circumstance changes, when income changes, to be able to make changes that are necessary to their Medicare. That's why they created the special enrollment period. And just so people understand what we mean by this, this is when something happens either financially or lifestyle that gives them the ability to change their Medicare Advantage plan or their prescription drug plan throughout the course of the year. And believe it or not, there's 17 different ones, 17 different special enrollments, and we're not going to cover all of them today. But here's why it's important, and I want to give the why first. It's important because someone may have prescriptions that they are given by a doctor mid-year, and not every Medicare Advantage plan, not every prescription plan has the exact same coverage for every prescription. If they get different prescriptions and they have no ability to at least consider changes, they could be stuck with higher costs throughout the year. Or these Medicare Advantage plans change throughout the year. Now, the benefits are stable, but not always the doctor network. The doctor network changes sometimes in the middle of the year. And I actually have one of my clients call me about this a few weeks ago. And she's like, what do I do now? So the first question I asked her was, we have to see, or statement and question, we have to see if you have a special election. And I started, Sean, talking to her about her income. I started talking to her about other things related to state programs. So, Sean, as we're walking through this with someone, what would be some of the most common special enrollments that they would have?
So, again, a lot of them are going to relate around income. So somebody who's lower income may be able to look at different plan options through the year. But, again, if somebody is leaving work, they've enjoyed group benefits for the longest period of time, and, you know, again, they're beyond their 65th birthday, they're disenrolling from the group plan to get on the Medicare. That also qualifies as a special enrollment period, as well as what if somebody is moving in or out of our region, right? I mean, that happens all the time. That could qualify you, as well as the fact that, Lance, a lot of the times, whether people realize it or not, plans will sometimes leave the service area, which means the plan will drop off the map, and then unfortunately all of the beneficiaries that are on that particular plan now have to go find new coverage as well. So there's a lot of different factors involved when it comes to participating in a special enrollment period. But again, there's a lot of different things that we need to look at. And again, the flexibility to move, as you had talked about just a few moments ago, Lance, again, people's needs change when they happen. I mean, again, it doesn't necessarily happen in October when the annual enrollment period opens, or in January when the open enrollment period is happening. It can happen at any point in the year. And again, one little thing to send your coverage haywire, which is why we're so passionate about making sure that if you have that available at your fingertips, you know how to use it.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually had people during this last couple of months when our country's been going through such a change, they've asked me, you know, will this affect my coverage? What if I need to make changes as a result of COVID? And, you know, we don't have a lot of details yet, but there has been discussions that CMS, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, they may be presenting a potential special election as a result of this. So again, it just reinforces what we've been talking about, Sean, that life events, things that happen that are outside of our control, with prescription drugs, with doctor networks, with financial changes, that's what these special elections really focus on. And, you know, we really want to make sure that if you're listening this morning, and that you have changes in your situation, and you thought, hey, I'm locked until the end of the year, I would really love to look at my options, but I don't think I have the chance. We just want you to understand that there is a special enrollment opportunity. And you can find that out by giving us a call at 888-818-6334. We have advisors standing by all the time that will be able to pick up your phone and walk you through and let you know if you qualify for one of these election periods.
And Lance, another thing to consider too is the fact that we're busy all year round helping people through this situation. So there's more people that can participate in special enrollment than a lot of folks realize. So, Corey, I just want to help people understand we're here to service the person who needs the help. So give us a call, go to the website, check us out, and see how we can help you.
Yep, and just to dovetail off what Lance said earlier, there are about 17 special enrollment periods, so if something is going on in your life and you want to know if you are able to qualify, please give us a call, 888-818-6334. The Money Connect Roundtable will be back right here on 3WF. We are back, and as everyone is settling back in here at the MediConnect Roundtable on 3WS, I just wanted to quickly recap what Sean, Lance, and I covered in our first segment. Sean and Lance delved into the special enrollment period and how folks can qualify for that. If you would like to learn more, you can give us a call at 888-818-6334 or join us during our webinar this Saturday at noon by going to www.mediconnectinsurance.com, clicking on the green seminar tab, and then clicking in the link to register. So, Lance, as you guys talked about in the first segment, one of the most common ways to qualify for a special enrollment is based off of someone's financials. What are some of the financial-based programs that people can qualify for?
Absolutely. That's definitely one of the most common ones, Corey. And it usually looks one of two ways. The first one is if somebody qualifies for Medicaid and Medicare, that Medicaid qualification gives them the ability to change their plan multiple times throughout the year, actually quarterly. They're able to review their plan. So again, if they have major changes in medications, physical needs, they're able to look at other plan options. And again, why this is so important, there's over 40 plans in Allegheny County alone. And with their situation, it might be very helpful for them to see what other options are out there. So Medicaid is a big one, where there's consistent three different times throughout the year where they can exercise that special election on any given month. But for somebody who doesn't qualify for Medicaid, they still may have a qualifying income for what is known as PACE. So, Sean, if you could just take a minute and explain what PACE is and how that works, I think that would be helpful for a lot of people.
Absolutely, Lance. So what PACE is, and PACENet as well, are programs that are funded by the state government, state of Pennsylvania. So if you're inside the borders of Pennsylvania, you may be able to participate with PACE or PACENet if your income is under a certain threshold, which does change on a yearly basis a little bit. Right now, if you're somebody who, again, you're a single person and you're underneath $17,000 roughly, dollars and or married couple right around $35,000. If you're in that income bracket, you may be able to participate with PACE or PACENet. And what that's going to do for you, Lance, is a couple of things. Number one, it's going to enable you the opportunity to look at other plans if the program you're on isn't such a good fit anymore. But also, it is going to help you significantly with your drug costs. So it's going to put a cap or an upper limit on your co-pays when you go to the drugstore and pick up your prescription. And another huge aspect, Lance, is it'll keep you out of the donut hole as well. So, again, there's a lot of people in our backyard here that are listening in. If they qualify and don't even know how to go through the steps to participate with PACE or PACENet, which is funded by the Pennsylvania Lottery. So at the end of the drawing of the numbers, you hear benefits holder Pennsylvanians. This is how. It is a fantastic program. It doesn't cost anybody anything. What it really is designed to do is put a cap on your prescription costs. And again, it enables you to take a part in another enrollment period if your current program does not fit you so well. Based off of that as well, there's another program that, again, people may participate in that is kind of in between both of the what we just went over between Medicaid and PACE and PACENet. There's also low-income subsidy. And Lance, I know that you help out a lot of folks in this realm who participate with low-income subsidy. How does that differ from PACENet, and what can that enable somebody to do?
Yeah, so one of the big differences between the two of them is someone that qualifies for PACENet, there's not just income guidelines. There's also age guidelines. Because it's funded by the state, you have to be 65 years of age or older. Whereas with LIS or low income subsidy, you can get that if you're Medicare eligible and under the age of 65. So again, that's super important for some people. And another big difference is low income subsidy does take not just your income, but also your assets into account when it's determining eligibility, where PACE doesn't look at your assets at all. It's only looking at your income. So that's two very important differentiations between the two. But it's going to do a couple things if you qualify for that. One is it's going to lower the cost of your prescriptions. It also could potentially lower the cost of the plan that you choose to privately insure you against the risks of original Medicare. So again, two really important factors. And let me just continue here because I think there's a couple of things that are really important. I want to just tell you about a customer I met a couple years ago in McKeesport. She was on 13 or 14 different medications at the time, and she was in a plan and she was spending a lot of money for her medication. I sat down because she had sent in a card asking for information. And what she asked was, is there another plan out there that can help me? Well, the first thing that I did, which is one of the things all of our agents are going to do, is they're going to walk you through PACE, and they're going to see if you qualified. And the first thing she said to me was, I tried and I didn't qualify. I made too much money. I said, did you realize they raised the income level? Well, long story short, she wasn't aware of that. We were able, therefore, to reapply for her, which is one of the additional things that our agents provide at no cost. We'll actually do the PACE application for you. I did it for her. Lo and behold, with that change, she qualified. Now this is why it's such a big deal. It saved her over $100 every single month on her drug costs, which enabled her to take some of that money and put it towards the premium of another plan so that she could get better benefits. And because we signed her up for PACE, she now had the enrollment period to make a change. So again, over the phone and over the radio waves, sometimes difficult to really paint that picture. But if you're eligible for these programs, not only can it lower your prescription costs, not only can it give you an opportunity to change your plan, but it can also improve your benefits across the board. That's why we urge you so much to give us a call. If you're listening right now, 888-818-6334. Again, that's 888-818-6334. Call one of our advisors. Let us see if you qualify for one of these special elections. And Sean, was there anything else you wanted to add today?
Well, I would also say, Liz, when we're talking about all these special enrollment areas, the beautiful thing about what they're able to help with, which is probably the most painful part of somebody's Medicare experience, if they are somebody who's on a lot of prescriptions, is the Part D coverage. So as it pertains to your co-pays and some of your out-of-pocket costs related to some of your prescriptions you may be taking, there are some ways you may be able to levy a little bit of advantage in your favor to make sure you're not paying too much. We're here to do what we can to get you the coverage you need and make sure you're paying as little as you have to for your prescriptions at the same time, because it is such a painful part of somebody's Medicare experience at times. So again, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Join us for our webinar every Saturday, 12 p.m., we're here to walk you through exactly what Medicare can look like for you. And Corey, I think that kind of puts a nice little wrap on how we can help people through special enrollment periods.
Yeah, you guys put a bow on it nicely and kind of took the words right out of my mouth about giving us a call at 888-818-6334 and where they can register themselves for one of our free webinars every Saturday at noon. Just want to thank everybody once again for joining us at today's MediConnect Roundtable. Next episode, Sean, Lance, and I, we are planning to kind of switch things up a little bit and bring on a special guest. So stay tuned for that and more when the MediConnect Roundtable reconvenes next episode right here on 3WS.